And this is also the sixth Sunday after Pentecost. It is a joy to be here today with you and also online to worship together. And God has given us another day to live in this world and to be together as a church family to worship together. God has given us the health and strength in our bodies and also the opportunity and the privilege to be here to worship together as children of God. So let us rejoice together and be glad and be grateful and thankful in our hearts, and also thankful to God for the opportunity that we got together to worship together and join together for in front of God. If you can join with me on the announcements here, the announcements are listed on the second page in the bulletin here. The Georgia Mountain Food Bank is, the collections are still going on. Please join. You can donate in cash and in kind. And also the book is still available for sale for $10. The proceeds will benefit the Piedmont Church mission work. The address is listed there and also on screen for your donations, and also any mailings for those who are remote to mail your communications to the church. Our second Saturday, we have the cooking class at 10 o'clock. That is next Saturday at 10 o'clock at the fellowship hall. We have a volunteer to do cooking next Saturday. So please join us for fun and fellowship and also learn some cooking. And next Saturday, we will have some baked chicken that tastes like fried chicken. That's what I was told. So that's going to be a mystery or surprise. So please join us and taste that and also have fun and fellowship. We are going to have a small lunch after that. So please join us and have fellowship and fun after that. And our third Saturday of the month, we have an art class led and taught by Wayne. It's a tremendous opportunity for those who want to enjoy some time of relaxation, few fellowship, and also to take away from your stressful life and to have some time of relaxation. He will teach you how to draw, and also at the same time to take away some stress from your life and focus on something that you will enjoy. And I have joined it. My wife has joined it. We never drew in our lives, but we didn't know we could draw. So you will never know what you could do unless you try it. Please join us. It is a good time to get together and have some fun. It took a couple of hours, but it is worth it if you can join us together on that. On the third Saturday, 17th of July at 10 o'clock in the fellowship hall. Our finance committee will meet next Sunday, the 11th, after service at the fellowship hall, I believe. Right, Margaret is the chair. We'll be meeting at the fellowship hall. And we were looking for some volunteers to join the finance committee, and we got some volunteers. Terry McGee and Jean Barrington volunteered to join the committee. Thank you for joining the committee. Next Sunday we will join together and we'll plan for some of the plans for the coming year. And the other members, Miss Linda is part of the committee, I believe. So Martha will join as council chair and I will be there. We will have some discussions about the finance committee and some of the audits that we need to do for the next year. So please, those who are in the committee, please stay back after service next Sunday and plan on it. So we can plan on for the coming year for the finance as well. And also we need some more volunteers in other committees. So if you are interested and have some time and the burden in your heart to volunteer for the church work, please meet with me. We can discuss some of the opportunities that we have for the church ministry here. We have a special service today for the July 4th celebration of the Independence Day. So we will have some ministry, the music service today. Wayne has put together some great music today. So thank you for joining, and let us worship together with a special music service. And we have a special guest today. Richard Stewart has joined. He's a longtime friend of Wayne, who has blessed his presence with us today to join the choir. Thank you, Richard, for joining us and blessing us today with the choir today. The attendance and collections are listed here at the bottom of the announcements for your continued participation and prayer for the future of the church. And we need some more support financially. Particularly, we are trying to raise some money for the parking lot. And also, we are planning and praying for some more ministry to engage with the community. Particularly, we are looking and praying for a preschool, if we could start one. These are some thoughts came up from the community work that we want to do. So these are some thoughts came from the congregation. Please pray about it. And also, we need to redo the parking lot at some time in the future. So we need to pray about the future of the church and continue for your continued participation financially as well as in your service and your time. Are there any other announcements to add? Jean Barrington has put together a plan for an extended handicap ramp that has to come to the sanctuary. I know we have a problem here that we had to fix, but that is going to be more cost effective. We can do it outside, so we will discuss that also in our finance committee and also the trustees. We will have that plan laid out later on. If there are no other announcements, let us continue to worship together. Let us go to God in prayer. Let us pray. Eternal and loving God, we come into your presence with thanksgiving and a joyful heart. Loving God, we praise you for the miraculous ways that you answer prayers, and throughout history you have provided your grace and mercy in our lives, and you have given us leaders and sent your Holy Spirit to renew us in ways that we have never experienced before in our lives. Particularly, we are thankful for this nation and the opportunities and freedom that you have given in this country that we experience and live every day. We remember those who fought for defending our country and for the freedom and liberty by their dedicated service, and some of them paid the ultimate price by giving their lives. We pray for those who continue to serve in the military and in various ways in the police and fire and various ways that they serve for us, risking their lives every day. We remember with gratitude for their courage and strength, O Lord. We pray for those who are serving in the government, the president, the cabinet, the Congress, the lawmakers, and all those who are serving in various ways. We pray for wisdom and guidance of the Holy Spirit so that they can do good in the spirit of peace and justice, Lord. Overall, we pray for peace and unity for this country. Teach us, Lord, to serve you as you deserve and to give and not to count the cost and to fight and despite the pains of wounds and to labor without asking for reward. Enable us to be more dedicated servants, Lord, and to share our time and abilities through the ministries that you give us. Help us, Lord, to be more dedicated in defending the cause of liberty and justice and peace. Help us, Lord, to worship you in truth and in spirit as your servants, using the opportunities that you give us every day to serve others, to love others. Help us, Lord, to be agents of peace and love, care and compassion with the opportunities that you give us in this community and also around the world. Bless us, Lord, as a church to do your work faithfully wherever you place us, Lord, as individuals and families. May the services of word and praises and the communion that we partake today bring honor and glory to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Through Jesus Christ our Lord we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Now it's our greeting time now. We can all rise up and greet each other in Christian love. And also unmute and say hi to each other online.
Everybody.
Pastor, if you're doing okay?
Yes.
He's not feeling well today, so he's not
agitated.
He got up so I can dress, but then he feels so bad.
I hope he's okay, though.
Yeah.
Good this morning. Yeah, I hope so.
Keep up the good work.
See if we can keep it up. Yeah. Abby.
We're the best we can.
We do, don't we all?
Yeah.
Good morning and welcome. Our first song today is going to be the Star Spangled Banner. If you can, please stand.
Hey, Wayne, give me 1 second.
Okay.
It's worth singing the Star Spangled Banner.
You have to pull, lift the whole bottom there.
Or slide. Get this out here where it can be seen.
The twilight's last gleaming.
as you remain standing, we will read the scripture. Is taken from the responsive reading is taken from Psalm 71 verses 1 through 6.
Give us just a second.
Good morning, everyone. Today's responsive reading is taken from Psalm 71, 1 through 6. In you, O Lord, do I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame.
In your righteousness, deliver me and rescue me.
Incline your ear and save me.
Be to me a rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me. For you are my rock and my fortress.
Rescue me, O my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of the unjust and cruel.
For you, O Lord, are my hope, my trust, O Lord, from my youth.
Upon you I have leaned from my birth. It was you who took me from my mother's womb. My praise is continually to you.
Thanks be to God for the word of God, for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. This is our prayer time now as we go to God in prayer as a church family together. We lift up our prayers of praises and give thanks to God for all the blessings that we receive from God. And also at the same time, as a church family, we share our prayers of burdens and concerns together and lift them up to the throne of grace of God. And we trust in the promise of God that God will answer our prayers according to His time and His will. So let us share our prayers of praises and thank God for His grace, and also let us share our prayers of burdens and concerns at this time. If you can turn with me to the back of the bulletin, our regular prayer items are listed there for your continued prayers. Use this as your regular prayer requests for your regular prayers on a daily basis. Post this on your refrigerator or your prayer desk. There are some car items on this list. Continue to pray for Eddie as he is back in the hospital, I heard. Please pray for him, for his recovery. And please pray for Jack. He is with us today. His heart is still having some problems, so please pray for Jack, for his recovery. Continue to pray for Martha. We have heard some good news about her cancer results. She still needs prayer for her continued recovery from her cancer treatment. Pray for Carol Clements as she is having some trouble with her health. Please pray for her as well. Glad that Harry and Jan are joining today in church. Pray for Harry as he is recovering. He's shaking his head. But Harry, thanks for joining us today, and God is good. He's going to heal you completely, and we trust in God. Are there any special call outs? James is sick today, so please remember James in our prayers.
Let's pray for Linda also.
Yeah, pray for Linda as well as we pray for Jack. Thank you, JD. We saw that parking lot is really looking good. And he did the striping and cleaning up.
She beat me to it. That was the next thing I was going to say. Parking lot looks awesome.
That lot looks very good.
You're quite welcome.
We see Marvin joining us today. We'll keep you in our prayers as well, Marvin. Let us continue to keep our country in our prayers. Also pray for the families affected by the building collapse in Florida. They're still continuing with the relief work and the recovery work there. And I heard that the storm that is coming up may cause a problem there. Let us pray that it will not impact their work, and also pray for the safety of the workers that are working there. So please pray for them. Pray for our president of the country and also the unity and the peace of our nation, especially as we are celebrating our Independence Day today. Let us pray that God will enable us to be united together again, and also to lead the world as we used to and continue to lead the world, particularly after the recovery from the pandemic, so that we can restore our economy again and be the leader of the world again. Are there any special prayer items or anything else to call out other than these? If there are no other call-outs, let us go to God in prayer. Spend a few moments in silent prayer where we can bring out our unspoken prayers, and then I will close out with a summarized prayer. Let us go to God in prayer. The scripture says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Loving God, you are the source of all good things, and you desire only good for us. We seek your presence and your guidance and look up to you for our needs. Thank you for the redeeming death of your Son Jesus Christ, so that we may have abundant life through him. We come before you as your children, Lord, trusting your promises that you will answer our prayers according to your time and according to your will. We thank you for life with all its joys and blessings, and thank you for the gift of good health and strength in our bodies, so that we can be here today and also worship today online and join together here in the church as well. We look up to you for our needs at this time, Lord. We come before you. Several of us are broken in our bodies and in our souls and in our spirits. Many of us are anxious. Many of us are afraid because of various things happening. Particularly, many of us are sick in our bodies. We lift up those who are sick in their bodies, Lord. We pray for healing, particularly those that we have named here. We pray for Eddie, as we heard that he's in the hospital. We pray for your healing hand to touch him. We pray for Jack. Touch him, Lord, with your healing hand as he's recovering, and he needs healing in his heart. And we pray for Linda, especially during his difficult time. Both of them need peace, Lord. We pray for Carol as she is resting at home. We don't know what is wrong with her body, but we know that you are the healing physician. Touch her, Lord, at this time as we pray together. We thank you for the good news about the result for Martha. Continue to heal her, Lord, so that we can know that you will completely recover her back to normal, Lord. We thank you that Harry is with us here today. We pray for your continued healing for him, that he will be restored completely back to normal. We pray for James as he is at home now. Bless him, Lord, with your complete healing, Lord. We pray for Miss Lou as well, that your peace will be with them as a family. We pray for all of those who are struggling with various illnesses in their bodies, and we pray for your healing with them and with their families. We thank you for all of those who are going through and celebrating in various ways in their lives. Especially we thank you for JD for working in the parking lot, and we thank you for the blessing that he brought to this church. And also we thank you for all the manifold blessings that you bring in our lives, so that with a grateful heart we come before you with all the things that you bless us with on every day basis, Lord. We particularly thank you for this country that you gave us, Lord, to be free as we celebrate another Independence Day. The liberty and the freedom that you have given us together to live in this country and also to worship joyfully together. And at the same time, we remember those who are persecuted in many parts of the world, who find it very hard to worship you with freedom in many parts of the world. We pray for those believers who are worshiping underground without that freedom that we have here, Lord. And we pray for people who have been persecuted for their faith. We particularly pray for the various communities who have been affected by the natural disasters and many other problems around the world. Particularly we pray for the people who have been affected by the building collapse in Florida. We pray for the relief workers there and the recovery work happening there. We pray that the storm that is coming will not impact their work there, Lord. We pray for the safety of the workers there. We pray for our nation as a whole, for peace and unity of our country. We pray for our president, the national leaders, the cabinet, the lawmakers. And we pray for our service workers and our healthcare workers and police and military, all of those who work behind the scenes supporting us and giving us service. A lot of them are risking their own lives for us. We thank you for their services. At the same time, we pray for the safety and protection for them and for their families. We thank you for this church, Lord, that we can gather together and to be a shining light for your kingdom in this community, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be faithful in your ministry in this community, that we can share your love and care and compassion, not only here, but also around the world. Help us, Lord, to be faithful in your work, that we can reach out to those who are in need. Help us, Lord, to do your work faithfully in the areas that you have given us to do. Bless us today as we worship together, Lord, to glorify your name, that your people will be blessed today in the services that we do, in the communion that we partake, that your name be lifted up and your people be blessed. We thank you for your presence in our midst today. When we depart from this place, Lord, help us, Lord, to be filled by the power of your Holy Spirit. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Those of you who are able, please stand for America the Beautiful, page 696, followed by the doxology.
Waves of rain for birds.
Let us pray. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Loving God, you are the source of all we have and we are. We come before you with a portion of what you have given us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to remember that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. Gracious and loving God, we understand that you call us to be the stewards of your abundance and the caretakers of all that you have entrusted, Lord. Help us, Lord, to use your gifts wisely and teach us to share them generously. We offer ourselves at this time and bring before you the portion of what you have given us. May these tithes and offerings bring life and peace to many in this community and around the world. Help us, Lord, to use this for the blessing of your kingdom in this world and the blessing of many. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning and welcome to the 4th of July celebration. You'll notice we have someone up here that we don't normally have. This is Richard Stewart. I first met him in 1971. That was 50 years ago. I had just finished graduate school. I had my first teaching job in Baxley. He had just finished seminary, right?
Yes.
Had his first job as music director and youth director at First Baptist in Baxley. I first met his wife. She and I taught at the same school. She is no longer living, but it was through her that I met him. He recruited me to play for his youth choir and then for the Sunday service. I had asked Richard several weeks ago to come sing with us today because we needed very strong voices for the special, men's voices. He wasn't sure he could do it, but he is back in town, so welcome, Richard. The Statue of Liberty is our special today, and of course we can all envision that, but when we get to the second verse, pay attention to the words, as the cross becomes a symbol also. But before we do that, we're going to recognize our military. I'm going to play the songs from the different branches of military, and when you hear yours, please stand.
Thank you.
Now the scripture reading is taken from Luke's Gospel, chapter 11, verses 5 through 13. If you are able, please stand.
Good morning again. Then Jesus said to them, suppose you have a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have no food to offer him. And suppose the one inside answers, don't bother me, the door is already locked, and my children and I are in bed. I can't get up and give you anything. I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you the bread because of his friendship, yet because of your shameless audacity, he will surely get up and give you as much as you need. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the word that you have given us, Lord, to be life and spirit in our lives, and also to be life and spirit to this world through our lives. Help us, Lord, to receive your word with humility and obedience so that we will share your word to this world. And also help us, Lord, to be humble before your word, that your spirit can fill us with the power of your word, Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for the beautiful music service that we put together, Wayne. What a blessed service that we have today. And I will make my sermon brief as possible. As we continue with the sermon series on prayer, today we have a passage that we read that Jesus was teaching his disciples how to pray. And he taught the Lord's Prayer. And then said a little story about a man who found himself in a problem when a guest showed up without notice, and he didn't have any food to serve him. So he went to a neighbor in the middle of night and knocked on his door and asked for some food to help him with. That was the story. It's a very interesting story that we may not be able to relate that much. First of all, we do not usually show up in the middle of the night at anybody's door as a guest. And even if somebody shows up like that, we may not appreciate that very much in our society. And even if somebody comes like that, we probably would not take the pain to go to a neighbor to ask for food like that. We have other things that we can do. We can probably call Uber or something else to order food these days. So it's something very unlikely that we can relate to that. But this is a different setup and different society that we are talking about, a different time in history. But Jesus taught a very interesting lesson from this story. So that's what I wanted to bring you very in a very short time. I wanted to give you a little story about a little boy who was kneeling by his bed with his mom to say his nighttime prayers. He began to shout to the top of his voice, saying, "Dear God, I have been real good this year, so please let me get a new bicycle for my birthday." He was shouting with his in the top of his lungs. And his mom was saying that, "Why are you shouting like this? God is not deaf. You don't need to yell." Then he said, "Mama, maybe God is not deaf, but Grandma is dead and she's in the next room." So he was not ashamed. Jesus was teaching how to pray without shame by telling the crowd this parable. In the middle of the night, without shame, going to the neighbor and asking for help. It talks about extreme hospitality, shameless perseverance to request for help, and also help, asking for help in spite of inconvenience. I know Southern hospitality is well known, and we moved from here, from the north, and we know, we experience Southern hospitality very well, and we appreciate that very well, and that's why a lot of people don't move back, and we appreciate that very much. And our church is a very good example of that. We are very, very well hospitable, and we welcome our guests and others very well in our church, and we greet them, and we also give them very good food, and we know that. But Eastern hospitality is also very well known, and if you don't know, the Middle Eastern hospitality, it is not just a custom, but it is an obligation. Particularly, there is a saying in India that one of their religious books says that your guest is to be treated as God. Atithi Devo Bhava. A guest dissatisfied means that all the good works that you have done are undone if your guest is dissatisfied. It is more sinful to send a guest hungry for dinner than for lunch. So your by observing hospitality, they believe that they can obtain or attain wealth and fortune. And also in the Middle East, like if you look at Abraham's story, you can see that he actually entertained strangers and not knowing that they were angels. In Hebrews 13, we read that, "Don't forget to show hospitality to strangers, for some who have done this have entertained angels. Without realizing it. So it is an important obligation in many cultures to entertain guests as an obligation. So with such a high value in that culture, and like I said, there was no other options like convenience stores or Uber or any other things, you can imagine the sense of anxiety this host, this person has had when a friend arrived without notice. So this person ran to the neighbor for help. So the listeners of Jesus at this time probably could relate the anxiety of this person who ran for help. This is the background when Jesus was teaching the people who were listening about the importance of shameless prayer. How shameless can we be when we ask for prayer? But at the same time, this parable is talking about perseverance in prayer in the face of obstacles. When I talked about persistence, continuous prayer that we talked about in the past, there's persistence in prayer and also perseverance in prayer. Persistence is continuously praying for things. Perseverance in prayer is about praying in spite of obstacles. Many times we pray And when we find obstacles, we back off. But in spite of obstacles, we continue to pray. That is perseverance in prayer. Do not back off. God has a time and God has a plan for every one of us. And He will answer our prayers according to His time and His will. Not our time and our will. Which one is better? And you and I know that His time and His plan is better than our time and our will. That is the most important thing. So as long as you know that His time and His plans are better than ours, we will continue to persevere in our prayers. The two P's of faith, persistence and perseverance. And when I hear the word perseverance, I remember the product called WD-40. You know WD-40? WD-40. What, you know what that means? Water displacement 40. That's what it means. How many know about the history of WD-40? Anybody know? Number 40 came out because it took 40 attempts to perfect that formula. They failed 39 times. Rocket Chemical Company in 1953 created a product to prevent rust, a liquid for aerospace industry. It took 40 attempts to perfect their formula. The original secret formula, WD-40, water displacement 40, that's what they named it. The 40th attempt is still in use today. So that's the product comes to my mind when I talk about prayer. So keep that in mind, WD-40. So remember the perseverance of that person in spite of obstacles. Continue to persevere in prayer that God has a plan for you. And that's what Jesus said, knock and it will be opened for you. I don't know if you have lived in neighborhoods where kids come and do pranks. They come and knock on the door and run away. I don't know if you lived in this neighborhood. Sometimes I remember myself doing that. I go and knock on the door, praying, and then I run away. Don't wait for God to open. When God comes and opens the door, I am not there. That's what happens many times. I don't have the patience. I don't wait for God to do His work. I want God to be at my time and at my will to be there and then. But God has a plan that He is working out. And when God says, or Jesus says, knock and the door will be opened, that doesn't mean that door will be opened immediately. Will be opened at the time when God wants it to be opened. That is the best time for you. So knock and wait. Keep on knocking. Seek and keep on seeking. And that is what perseverance is. And Richard and Susan, I read a story about Richard and Susan. They became pregnant after a long time waiting for a child. And they were elated, excited, after 7 years trying to become parents. And however, they had a risk of having the baby. One night, Richard sensed that he didn't need to pray so hard, that God had promised to take care of things. But a week later, Susan miscarried. Richard was devastated. He wondered, had they lost the baby because he had not prayed hard enough? On the first reading of this parable, we might think that today's parable suggests so. In the story, sometimes we wrongly interpret that God is that neighbor who was first refused to get up and give that food. It is not that. It is a human story. God is not that player in that story. The parable suggests that God will give us what we need only if we badger him. That is not what we read in that story. It is about a human player in that story. If we don't pray hard enough, maybe God will not help us. But the biblical commentators say that this misunderstands the parable. Its real point being that if neighbors, human neighbors, might help us for selfish reasons, how much more will our unselfish Father in heaven will help us? That is what the story is. We can therefore go to God confidently asking for help, no matter where we are. He is not the neighbor in the parable, but it is the opposite of him. That is what our Heavenly Father is. And also it is teaching us about the good neighbors that we are. God gives us the opportunities to be neighbors to others, to many. In the home church of North Cross that we were neighbors, we were attending for many years. In worship service one Sunday, there was a lady, an old lady, who usually watches people. And in front of that lady, there was sitting a teenage girl, and she had a thought in her mind that she needed to pray for this teenage girl sitting in front of her one Sunday. So she tapped on her girl's shoulder and asked her to stay back after service, that she wanted to pray with her. And she stayed back with her and prayed with her at the back. Immediately after, when she started praying for her, this girl started crying and sobbing so heavily. And that's when she realized that the girl told her the family situation that they were in. That girl did not have food for 2 days. Her father brought her to the church. She had 2 siblings at home with her mother. They could not come to church because they didn't have clothing. And this lady took that girl to the grocery store, brought them food. And finally, to make the long story short, the church adopted that family. And then we were able to support that family, got them jobs and resettled that family, that the long story short anyway. That is what the opportunity that we get when somebody comes and knocks at our door. God gives us opportunity right in front of us as a neighbor, as a fellow believer sitting in front of you in the pew. God gives us and points us to that, hey, look at that person sitting next to you, or behind you, or in front of you, or in front of your line on the grocery store, or at the fast food place. There are opportunities everywhere giving us. That is another story that Jesus is teaching us through this. So it is about a shameless request that this person is giving about perseverance in prayer, at the same time as an opportunity that God places in front of us through a neighbor to be aware of others' needs in front of us. So when we talk about prayer, how God answers prayer is not about God opening doors. God opens doors through you and me. We are the hands and feet of God. God opens doors and answered prayers through his people. That's how God answers prayers. May the good Lord bless us as these words as we come to the communion table, that God is a good God who answers our prayers. If we keep on knocking, he will open doors, and if we keep on seeking, he will answer our prayers according his time and will. The table is open. United Methodist Church is an open table. You can come regardless of church affiliation or age or gender. You're all welcome to this table. May the good Lord guide you to this table. And as the ushers guide you, please come and take up this table today. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another.
Merciful God,
we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. And we have not loved our neighbors. And we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth, and so with your people on earth and the company of heaven, Creator, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Holy are you and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering and death and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night to which he gave himself us, he took bread. He took bread and gave thanks to you and broke the bread and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given to you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup and gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of this, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen.
Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and drink. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Please come forward and join this table as the ushers guide you. We have gluten-free bread for those who are gluten-free.
The closing hymn is number 569, "With a Story to Tell to the Nations."
People of faith, persevere in prayer, and in the grace and peace of God will fill your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Go in peace, knowing that God constantly listens for our knocking, and He always responds in love by being there for us. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen. Amen.